So I'm Sherry, and I work with the MetaPeace team. And we use Affinity Teams in all of our international and domestic teams. And so they're a big part of training. And I know that many people use the word Affinity Team differently. So the way we talk about it, actually the best definition was given to me by a 16-year-old young man in inner city Detroit when I was explaining how it's the people who have your back and whose back you have, and talking about how you care for one another and make decisions together. And he looked at me and he said, "So, Miss S, what you're trying to say to me is it's your posse, right?" And I laughed and thought that he actually had probably the most apt description that I had heard. But really focusing on it as a tool for safety within our trainings. That's a way we keep each other safe by, you know, I might not want to tell everybody in a demonstration a piece of my medical history, or it may just not be practical to have 75 people know that my asthma inhaler is in my backpack if I need it. But I can tell this small group of five or seven or however many. The other thing we'll talk about sometimes is how whole affinity teams can take on a role. So this particular affinity team is going to shadow the police, or this particular affinity team is going to be stationed next to a group that we know has been violent or problematic in the past. During trainings, one of my favorite activities to introduce affinity teams is basically a variation on a child's game. And we have people break up into affinity teams and then choose a one or two word slogan or song or something that will help call them back together. So, for example, duct tape, or, you know, Marco Polo would be the children's game. And then we blindfold them, spread them across the training space, mix them up so they're no longer with their teams, and make as much noise as is humanly possible, banging pots and pans, playing loud music, yelling, shouting, clapping. If there's nobody in the group who has aversion to it, sometimes I'll burn incense so it messes with people's sense of smell. But basically, then they stumble around in the dark and try to reconnect with their affinity team. And it gives us the opportunity to bring up, you know, chemical and weapons such as tear gas and things like that, which we'll talk about later in the training. But what it really does is reinforce the importance of knowing where your team is at and how do you find one another in the crisis. Because during domestic teams, people will kind of wander away from their team, which isn't good, but it's sort of human nature when something catches your attention. But, you know, when the crisis hits, you want people to be right there. And so that's a fun activity to reinforce that.